Feel the imminence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning. Come on now. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of your praise. Come on now. He's worthy. Come on now. Give him some praise today. Come on. You are in 2025. Come on now. I wish I had somebody with me that could just give God a praise this morning. Come on. He's worthy. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Come on, he's worthy. Yes, he is. Come on, he's worthy. Yes, he is. He's worthy. Come on now. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on now. You are in 2025. Come on. Woo, my God. The Lord is doing something right now. Come on now. He's doing something in your life right now. He's doing something in your life right now. Come on. He's doing something in your life right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Come on. Somebody give him a, God is already met every need in 2025. Praise right now. Father, we bless you. We bless you. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. Oh, you're so worthy. Come on now. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, high glory. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, my God. Listen. Oh, my God. There's such a power being released. There's such a grace being released right now. High glory. Listen, I just wanted to encourage you this morning. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I just wanted to encourage you this morning because for what the Lord's getting ready to do in your life, listen, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard what the Lord has in store for you in this season. Now, listen, I'm just trying to send this out. Like I said, I just want to encourage everyone today. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. Father, we bless you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, there's such a grace being released right now. Oh, my God, the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. Come on now, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm going to say it again. Where the Spirit of Elohim is, there is liberty. Oh, my God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Come on. Hey, glory, hey, glory, hey, glory. Come on now. Woo, my God. Hey. Oh, my God. Where the Spirit of the Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord. I'm going to say it again. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I just want to come and tell you today, that this is the beginning of your freedom. I'm going to say it again. This is the beginning of your freedom. I'm going to say it one more time. This is the beginning of your release. Oh, come on. Come on. I'm going to say it again. Come on. Hey, glory. He kisha. Woo, my God, my God. This is your beginning. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. Woo, my God. Of freedom from sickness, freedom from debt, freedom from oppression, freedom from depression, freedom, ha glory, he kesha talaba, of not enough, freedom from not enough, freedom from debt, lack, and poverty, freedom, woo, from fear, doubt, and unbelief, freedom, 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 free, you are being released, ha glory, he kesha, woo, my God, my God, come on, someone type, I'm free, it is so, come on. I'm free. It is so. Come on now. I want you to get this. I'm free. It is so. Oh, my God. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Oh, my God. I am. Woo. Listen. Well, listen. Grab your Bible. Grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, whatever it is that you drink in the morning. And let's go to this word real quick. Like I said, I'm just here. I want to encourage you in this new dispensation, in this new time and season that we are in right now. Come on now. Woo, my God. You are in a new season. Now listen. Now I'm going to make you work a little bit because the release that the Lord has given me for 2025, I'm not releasing it until the hour of power when I'm on live with Prophet Tanya Bryant. So listen, I want you to get ready because listen, he's prepared you for such a time as this. He's prepared you, woo, my God, for such a time as this. I'm going to say it again. You've been prepared for this expected end. You've been prepared. Woo, my God. You've been prepared. Ha, glory. Now, listen. I also want you to get a seed right now that you're going to sow today. Good morning, Corey. Good. Listen, listen, listen. You are in a new season. And it's going to be a season of freedom. It's going to be a season of release. It's going to be a season of deliverance. Okay, see. Let me just type. Put on here. I can type right. There we go. Okay. So if I tell you something, I have to share it with you in the word. So that way you have a total, complete understanding. Okay. The Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. So we're going to go to, first of all, let's just get this understanding that we are 5785. You is the season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? According to Romans chapter 5, that says in verse 20, that where sin abound, moreover, the law entered that the offense or sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. This is your season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? This will be the season, listen, that you're going to abound, okay? Which means to be abundantly furnished with, to abound, to overflow, to furnish, to furnish one richly. Okay? So, high glory. Hikisha. Woo, my God, my God. This is going to be the season, high glory. Oh, my God. That you're walking in the power of the grace of acceptance. Okay? The grace of acceptance. Okay? And this is in Ephesians chapter 1. See, I want to show this to you. Oh, my God. Ephesians chapter 1. I want you to get here. See, I want you to see this. So that way, you can't say that you didn't have all the tools, okay? So that was Romans chapter 5. Now we're going to Ephesians chapter 1, okay? Starting at verse 3, okay? Look at what it says. It says, blessed be the God and Father, okay? He is Jehovah. He is Yahweh. Blessed be Jehovah and Elohim, Father, okay? Of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, who has empowered us. Good morning, Chet and Martha. Who has empowered us with what? All spiritual blessings. Oh my God. You, high glory, his shit. Woo, my God. You are going to explode with spiritual empowerment in this season. But you got to run for it. You got to chase it. Okay, I can see right now that we're going to go to Matthew chapter 6 after this. Oh my God, come on. We're in Ephesians right now, but we're going to go to Matthew chapter 6 after this, okay? Woo! The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all, hear that spirit, that power of all, with all what? Spiritual blessings where? In heavenly places where? In Christ. He didn't say in Jesus, okay? Spiritual. Jesus was his earthly ministry function, okay? Jesus, he is the Word of God. He is Christ, the Anointed One, and he had a earthly ministry called Yahshua, Jesus the Messiah, or Yahshua HaMashiach in Hebrew. Verse 4, according as he has chosen us. Now, here's the key. You were chosen. Oh, my God. You've been chosen in him when? Before the foundation of the world. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, when he says, let us create Adam, mankind, in our image and after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion. That's when you were chosen. Woo, my God, who has chosen us. Now, here's the key. This word chosen or the call, which is in Romans chapter 8, you are the call. That means you were divinely selected and appointed. He didn't wait until you got here on earth. He chose you. He selected you. He appointed you. And now he's going to empower you in this season so you can operate in freedom. Oh my God. Woo! According to he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So listen, you're going to walk. Listen, you will walk in holiness and without blame. Paul said, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Are you getting this? Okay. Having predestined us unto the adoption of what? Children. By Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Here it is. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. You have been accepted. This grace. He empowered you and accepted you at the beginning. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace. So, You've been accepted through grace, the empowerment of this grace, his empowerment on your life to do what he created, called, selected, and appointed you to do. This will be a season that you will always have, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, having all sufficiency, having all sufficiency. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Woo, my God, that you always having all sufficiency. Oh, my God, may abound to every good what? Work. He's giving you, he's in this season, you're going to be free to operate. You're going to have the freedom, spirit, soul, body, as well as financial in this season where you've been hindered by financial quirks and things. Coming against your money, coming against your credit report. Coming. God said, I'm going to make all grace always abound in this season because I'm breaking the shadow, the shackles. And how is he going to do it? I'm glad you asked. Okay, this is going to be the last scripture, and we're going to pray because I got to get ready to catch a plane today. Listen, I'm going to need your help. Oh, my God. For those of you watching, oh, my God. But listen, thank you so much for those who have sown all last season, 2024, the supportive, we can't do what we do without help. Listen, oh my God. Let me go here. Let me just put this right here. Woo! Because this is how you're going to have the freedom you need. Okay, Isaiah chapter 10. Verse 27, Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And when you get there, if you're getting something today, someone type, I receive it, it is so. Type it right now. Look at this, Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that this burden, oh, here it is, shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and this yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke, the things holding you down, the thing keeping you back, the thing trying to shackle you and keep you enslaved, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Why or how? Because of the anointing. This is not physical. This is spiritual. This is why it's grace. This is why it's in the grace. This word, oh, glory. This word anointing is the shaman of God, which means the oil, the fat, the fatness. Woo, my God. It's the oil. It's the covering. Woo. Hey, this. Oh my God, this anointing, our glory, is going to be released. It's being released right now. Oh, glory. Father, we thank you, Lord God. You said, oh my God, you said, I wish above all things that you mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Father, you said that we are founded by Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, you said, high glory, woo, my God, and my God shall supply all of our need. Listen, listen, listen. This is how it's going to be done. You must, woo, my God, to be successful, please get this in your spirit. You must operate in seed time and harvest. If you're not sowing the seed, you can't reap the harvest. Okay. We're sowing the 5785 seed. Our glory. And for some of you, if you want to sow a 2025 seed, then do it. Do $20.25, $200, our glory, dollars and 25 cents, whatever. But sow your seed, get it in the ground. And listen, we're going to do it as a teruma. Okay, Ezekiel 44:30. Ha glory. He kesha. Hey, glory. Kesha. Oh, come on now. Oh my God, my God, my God. Woo, my God. Oh, Reke. Yeah, do a $225. See, we're gonna call that either a 20, 25, or we're gonna do a $225 seed. Amen. And we're gonna do it as a terumah. The Bible says that when you put it into the hand of the priest shall cause the blessing to rest in thine house. Okay? So use my Cash App or my Zelle or my PayPal is right there on the right side of your screen. Okay? And sow the seed there. Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I declare and decree that as they sow seed, I speak the blessing of the Lord, which make it rich and add no sorrow. Listen, your seed that you're doing today is going to help me on my trip. And I'm going to start my MFA, my Master of Fine Arts. And I need some help to finish out some things on this trip today. So please, oh my God, help the prophet, help the pastor today. Listen, I will be out there and I'll be broadcasting from there. Our glory. As I'm starting this new program, because the Lord says, faith without works is dead being alone. If you want, there will be a process that God puts you through so you can receive the wealth that he's promised you. Use my Cash App, $2ProfitMDBryant. Use my Zelle, michael@rtuproductions.com, or my PayPal at pastormichaeldbryant@gmail.com. Sow the seed today. Get it done. Watch what God does in your life. He's releasing you from the yoke and the burdens, and you will walk in a new freedom. Be blessed.